For his latest album, Brazilian musician Lucas Santana turned to the traditional Brazilian arrangement of acoustic guitar and voice. He then took it in a non-traditional direction with the help of electronics and studio trickery. The result is the album Sem Nostalgia. It's just been released in the U.S., and Will Hermes has our review.
I came across a record by Lucas Santana back in 1999. Eletro Bendada, which updated the experimental and political pop music of the 60s and 70s Brazilian Tropicália movement for a new generation. It was a great record, but I heard nothing more from Santana for over 10 years. It turns out he's been busy making great music in Brazil, even if it hasn't been making it up to North America.
Get out of hand. It's all mixed up.
Lucas Santana is no relation to Mexican-American guitarist Carlos Santana, but he does do incredible things with the guitar on Sem Nostalgia. The album is his tribute to the spirit of bossa nova, the musical movement during which Brazil's greatest artists often performed using just voice and acoustic guitar. Santana continues the tradition here, but with the help of sampling software and some creative friends, his songs sound as much like modern electronic music as The Girl from Ipanema. My favorite electronic mutation on the album is when Santana takes the sound of a hand rapping against the side of a guitar and flips it into something like the once familiar sound of an IBM electric typewriter, a rhythm simultaneously nostalgic and futuristic.
Antes o meu coração tocava só pra Cira. Antes é que o meu cordão batia só pra Cira. Antes o meu coração tocava só pra Cira.
The processing may strike some as a gimmick, but it seems to me that Santana gives each song just what it needs. The album title translates as Without Nostalgia, and that's the approach Lucas Santana takes. He draws inspiration from the past, not as a way to escape the present, but as a way to embrace it and maybe even improve it.
The album from Lucas Santana is called Sem Nostalgia. Our reviewer is Will Hermes.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Franklin Cater and Corey Turner, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the arts desk, Laura Bertrand, Tom Cole, Sarah Saracen, and Felix Contreras. National desk staff include Steve Drummond, Les Cook, Marilyn Gwax, Quinn O'Toole, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Amy Walters, and Marisa Peñalosa.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.